أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد، واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Dear brothers and sisters, today I want to reiterate some of the facts that we probably all know, but it's important to keep reminding ourselves of. In the Quran there is an ayah that says, قالت الأعراب آمنا قل لم تؤمنوا ولكن قولوا أسلمنا ولما يدخل الإيمان في قلوبكم. A group of people said, we have believed, we are believers. And Allah tells Prophet Muhammad to tell them, you have not believed. Don't say you are believers. Say, we have become Muslims. But belief has not even touched your hearts. And this might raise some questions. Could you be a Muslim without being a believer? And could you be a believer without being a Muslim? So what is it all about? What is the concept of belief? And what is the concept that's Iman? And what's the concept of Islam? As a matter of fact, if we want to understand this, there's the hadith that I'm sure you all are familiar with that was narrated by Umar ibn al-Khattab, where he says, one day we were sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and a man walked in. He had white clothes, which was very clean, didn't indicate that he was a traveler, but none of us knew him. And he sat in front of the Prophet, put his knees in front of the Prophet's knees, put his hands on his thighs and said, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad, أخبرني عن الإيمان. Tell me about Iman. What is Iman? And the Prophet says, Al-Iman, أن تؤمن بالله ورسوله وكتبه ورسله وباليوم الآخر وبالقدر خيره وشره. So six items of Iman which we're all familiar with. And he said, Sadaqt. And Omar says, we were a bit surprised. He's asking and then he's telling him, yes, you are correct. And then he says, Ya Muhammad, أخبرني عن الإسلام. Tell me about Islam. And he said, Islam are the five pillars of Islam which we all know. أن تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وأن تقيم الصلاة وأن تؤتي الزكاة وأن تصوم رمضان وأن تحج البيت إذا استطعت. So the five pillars of Islam which we all know are familiar with. قال صدقت. قال فأخبرني عن الإحسان. So he said, tell me about إحسان. إحسان is difficult to translate exactly, but it can be excellence or perfection. قال الإحسان أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. Then he goes on to ask, أخبرني عن الساعة وعن أشراط الساعة, about the day of judgment and what are the signs of the day of judgment. And it's a long hadith. But we want to concentrate on these three definitions that Sayyidina Jibreel, actually it was Jibreel who came to the Prophet to explain it, so that Prophet would explain it to the Muslims. So there is a clear definition of the three items, which is Islam, Iman, and Ihsan. Sometimes there is a bit of confusion between the three. The three are circles which widen. So you start with the basic circle, and then you widen, you go to the wider circle, and then to the wider circle. So you could be a Muslim by just declaring, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا رسول الله. By declaring that by the tongue, you have become a Muslim, as far as we are concerned, as far as human beings are concerned, because we do not know what's in the heart. But this does not mean that you have actually become a mu'min, a believer. Because as the scholars teach us, iman requires three things. Al-iqraru bil-qalb, wal-nutqu bil-lisan, wal-amalu bil-jawarih. Three things, three prerequisites before you can call yourself a believer, a mu'min. One is you must believe in the heart. So the belief must be in the heart, not just by the tongue. Then when you are sure of that and you're comfortable with it, you say it with the tongue. That's the second prerequisite. And then the third prerequisite is to العمل بالجوارح, is to act on that. So it's no good just to say, I'm a believer. And that's a big mistake that a lot of people fall into. They say, you know what? I believe in Allah. I'm going to go to heaven. Because من قال لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. Whoever says لا إله إلا الله is going to go to heaven. But this is not iman. Because we are taught that iman has got to have the three prerequisites. In the Quran it says, وَيَقُولُونَ أَمَنَّ بِاللَّهِ وَبِالرَّسُولِ وَأَطَعْنَا. They say that we believe in Allah and in the Prophet, and we have followed what they said. ثُمَّ يَتَوَلَّ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ وَمَا أُولَٰئِكَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ. But then they turn away after that. And these are not true believers. So we need to be careful. Because a lot of us are quite comfortable by saying, fine, I'm a believer. Each and every one of us needs to examine the real belief. Is it really in the heart? And if it is in the heart, are you saying it and you are sure of what you're saying? And on top of all that, which is more important, are you acting on it? Because if you're not acting on it, then you have not fulfilled the three requisites of iman. However, that's not what I want to talk about today. Today I want to talk about the third item, which is ihsan. Because inshallah, I'm sure that most of the people here have got good Islam and good iman. But I invite you to go upwards to the higher level, the level of ihsan. This is the higher level that we should really aspire to, inshallah, all of us. Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ إِنَّا لَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارُ يَحَلَّوْنَ فِيهَا مِنْ أَسَاوِرَ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ وَيَلْبَسُونَ ثِيَابًا خُضْرًا مِنْ سُنْدُسٍ وَإِسْتَبْرَقٍ مُتَّكِئِينَ فِيهَا عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ نِعْمَ الثَّوَابُ وَحَسَنَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا. اللهم ارزقنا يا رب. This ayah is talking about people who have fulfilled iman, and fulfilled iman by doing good deeds. But then the way they do the good deeds is they do it at a higher level. They do it at the level of ihsan. So what is ihsan? What is this level that we should all aspire to? What is this level that Allah describes the people who have ihsan, that He loves them? What is this level that Allah says that إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, Allah is with those who have ihsan. And He says, وَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, Allah loves those who have ihsan. Allah loves those who practice ihsan. What is this ihsan that we should be aspiring to? The scholars teach us that مقام الإحسان is two things, علم وحال. It is a knowledge and it is actions. So two things to achieve إحسان. You must have the knowledge first and then you must act on this knowledge. So what is the knowledge? The knowledge is the basic knowledge. To know that Allah is watching you. To know that Allah is with us all the time. To know that nothing at all is hidden from Allah. To know that, to feel it in your heart. Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا تَكُونُوا فِي شَأْنٍ وَمَا تَتْلُوا مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ وَمَا تَكُونُونَ فِي شَأْنٍ وَمَا تَتْلُونَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ مِنْ عَمَلٍ إِلَّا كُنَّا شُهُودًا عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ تُفِيدُونَ فِيهِ وما يعزب عن ربك من مثقال ذرة في الأرض ولا في السماء ولا أصغر من ذلك ولا أكبر إلا في كتاب مبين. And it also says, Allah also tells us, فننخصن عليهم بعلم وما كنا غائبين. We will tell them what they've done. And we were never absent. Allah is always present. So this is the basic knowledge. This is the basic, I mean, yes, of course, we all acknowledge that. Yes, is Allah there? Yes. Is Allah with us? Yes. Can Allah see us? Yes. But do we really feel it? This is the ihsan. This is the knowledge. This is to be able to feel this in your heart. To feel that Allah is present with you all the time. And this is the ilm. Then you should translate that into a hal. The hal is through your heart always remembering Allah. Always remembering that Allah is watching. Always remembering that Allah is with us. If you can achieve these two things, i.e. the knowledge, and then the hal, make sure that your heart reminds you all the time, you remember in your heart that Allah is with you and watching you, this is going to produce three things. And this is what the scholars teach us about al-ihsan. They say, al-ihsan will produce either al-muraqaba or al-mushahada. And these are two different levels. And they have taken that from the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he says, اعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. Worship Allah when you're doing your worship as if you see Allah. This is one level. If you can't achieve this high level, then aspire for a slightly lower level. فإنه يراك. You must always remember that He can see you. If you can't feel the presence of Allah in your heart while you're doing your ibadat, then at least remember that He can see you. And this is maqam al-mushahada that they talk about. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they asked him about maqam al-muraqaba, and he said, Ya ayyuha al-nas, O people, istahyu min Allah haqq al-haya. Be ashamed of Allah or be aware of Allah in the real way. And they said, Ya Rasulullah, nahnu nastahyi. قال ليس هذا. He said, yes, we are. He said, no, it is not this. الحياء من الله أن تحفظ الرأس وما وعى. You look after your head and what's in your head. So your eyes, your ears, your tongue, your brain. Watch what you look at. Watch what you hear. Watch what you say. Watch what your thoughts are. This is الحياء. والبطن وما حوى. And your stomach and what's in it. Watch what you eat. Make sure that you eat always halal. I'm not talking about halal meat or haram meat. I'm talking about where you earn your money that you buy your food with. So watch your head. Watch your stomach. وَأَن تَذْكُرُ الْمَوْتَ وَالْبِلَى. And remember death and the hereafter. Remember that all the time. This is what Prophet Muhammad advises us if we want to achieve this haya. So this haya will take us to maqam al-muraqaba, into this state of watching Allah. Of course, whoever can achieve this state will never do something that will displease Allah. This does not mean that we are not going to make mistakes. We will make mistakes because we are human beings. We will have moments of weakness. But if you are continuously watching Allah, you probably will never intentionally do any wrong. So it's intention doing wrong. It's not doing mistakes. Mistakes are acceptable. You can do istighfar, but not doing anything intentionally. However, if you want to aspire to a higher level, you can aspire to the level of what they call maqam al-mushahada. Maqam al-mushahada means that you see Allah in everything you do. You feel that Allah is present in everything in life. You feel that Allah is with you all the time. And this is what the hadith tells us, al-ihsan an ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tarah. You worship Allah as if you see Him. When you stand up for your prayers, just take a second or two before you do takbirat al-ihram and try to feel in your heart that you are standing actually in front of Allah. When you are doing any action, and we will come to that in the second part of the khutbah inshaAllah, but let's stay now with the worship, acts of worship. So when you are doing your prayers, remember that Allah is with you. Try to feel that Allah is in front of you. With practice and with time, you will achieve that. Of course, only if Allah wants you to. So, When you aspire to enter into this circle of ihsan, which is the biggest circle, the highest circle, what you are doing is you are actually, to an extent, imitating Allah. Because Allah is perfect. So we are trying to be perfect in everything we do. So we are aspiring to copy Allah's attributes. And remember that Allah says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمُ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. He has created life and death to test you, to see who is going to be the best in deeds. So, as I said again, the best in deeds is aspiring to this higher level, to the bigger circle of ihsan. The three circles, Islam, Iman, Ihsan. This is where we want to aspire to. However, this covers the understanding of Maqam al-Ihsan. What does it really mean? In the second part of the khutbah, inshallah, I want to talk about some practical applications, because our understanding of Ihsan is sometimes limited only to the acts of worship, whereas it actually extends much more than that. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الملك الحق لا شريك له الملك الحق المبين وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد. So if we want to aspire to be members of the higher circle, of the bigger circle of Ihsan, we need to understand that Ihsan is a much bigger concept than just Ihsan in our ibadat. So yes, of course, yes, you want to pray. When you are praying, you want to have khushu'. When you are praying, you want to feel that Allah is with you. When you are doing your ibadat, when you're paying your zakah, you want to feel that you are actually giving it for the sake of Allah. But let's go back to the teaching of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, "Inna Allah kataba al-ihsan ala kulli shay." Allah has prescribed ihsan for everything, every aspect of life. فَإِذَا قَتَلْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الْقِتْلَ. Even if you're fighting, you're killing. Killing is not a good act. But if you have to do it with ihsan, do it properly. وَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الذَّبْحَ. If you are slaughtering an animal, do it properly. فَلْيُحِدُّ أَحَدُكُمْ شَفْرَتُهُ وَلْيُرِيحَ ذَبِيحَتُهُ. You must be very kind to the animals, even if you're going to slaughter them. You must make sure that your knife is very sharp so that the animal does not suffer. You must make sure that the animal is comfortable. And these are just examples that the Prophet ﷺ is giving us about ihsan. So ihsan, the concept of ihsan extends to everything in our life. It extends to our work. Extends to studies. If you're a student, if you are studying, you must try to do it with perfection. If you do it with perfection, doing that and knowing that you are doing that because Allah orders you to do that. If you are sitting there and preparing a talk or preparing your work or doing your job, nobody's watching you. But you know that Allah is watching you. And you do it perfectly because Allah is watching you. Then you are achieving Maqam al-Ihsan. This is Ihsan in our day-to-day life. When you are driving your car, if somebody upsets you, somebody points at you or insults you, if you remember that Allah is watching you, would you dare utter dirty words when Allah is watching you? You probably would not. This is Maqam al-Ihsan. So Ihsan extends to everything in our life. Ihsan is a state of mind. Ihsan is a state where you feel that Allah is constantly present with you, whatever you are doing. Ihsan is a state where you feel that you are doing everything, everything, for the sake of Allah. Allah tells us that, or the scholars teach us that there is ihsan in aqidah, that ihsan in the belief, ihsan fil qawl, ihsan in the speech, whatever we talk, and ihsan fil fa'l, and ihsan, that is ihsan in actions. So, in the belief, Allah tells us, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Those who believe and do good deeds, إِنَّا لَنُضِيعُ أَجْرًا مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا. We do not waste the ajr, we do not waste the reward of those who do good deeds. أحسن, in إحسان, do it perfect. In speech, Allah tells us, وَيَتَأَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. So when you talk, choose your words. What you tell people, choose your words. Say the best of words. Even if you're calling somebody to Islam, we all know, وَلَا تُجَادِلُوا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. If you are arguing with somebody, if somebody from Ahl al-Kitab, from the Christians or Jews wants to argue with you about your religion, you only argue choosing the best of words. This is Ihsan in speech. And Ihsan in action, where Allah gives us a straightforward instruction. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Allah has given us ihsan. He has created us in the best form. He has given us brains. He has given us the best of everything. So when you are doing something, do it in the same level. Do it with ihsan. Do it with perfection. So it's a big subject, and hopefully maybe we can touch on it in some other khutbah. But the take-home message here is the continuous remembrance of Allah. Having Allah in your heart all the time, having Allah with you when you're awake and when you're asleep, having Allah, thinking of Allah all the time, is going to translate into you what you say, is going to translate into your actions, is going to translate onto your prayers, and is going to translate into your aqidah, into your belief. And hopefully, those of us who are very lucky will be able to achieve this maqam. We'll be able to go into this big circle of muhsineen. Allahumma ja'alna minhum ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna tiba'a. Wa arina al-batila batilan warzuqna ishtinaba. Allahumma kfina bihalalika an haramik. Wa aghnina bifadlika amman siwak. Allahumma arhamna bitarki al-maasi abadan ma ahyaytana. وارحمنا بترك ما لا يعنينا وارزقنا حسن النظر فيما يرضيك عنا وألزم قلوبنا حفظ كتابك كما علمتنا واشرح به صدورنا ونور به قلوبنا وأطلق به ألسنتنا واجعلنا نتلوه كما تحب وترضى كما يرضيك عنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. عباد الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم واستغفروه يغفر لكم. وأقم الصلاة يرحمك الله.